Now, so many biographies, the list goes on. We have Bambula, The Life and Times of Louis Moreau Gottschalk by Frederick Starr. Gottschalk is so important in New Orleans music history.
Well, Gottschalk is a progenitor. The music he was making, as Fred writes in that very thorough and comprehensive book, it was not jazz, but it was a prelude to what became jazz.
Some of the others are, of course, Mr. Jelly Roll by Alan Lomax, Jelly's Blues, The Life, Music, and Redemption of Jelly Roll Morton by Howard Reich and William Gaines.
It is a great book, and Howard Reich is the longtime music correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. Bill Gaines, he'd won at least one Pulitzer for his investigative work. Jelly had long claimed that he was being cheated out of his money by the Melrose Publishing Company of Chicago. Well, they tracked down all the documents and they proved that it was true, that they had not given him royalties. It's not often that you find that sort of industrious research, which really endorses and corroborates what the musician himself was saying. And I must say, Howard, whom I know fairly well, is able to describe music on a piece of paper about as elegantly as anybody in the business.
I remember that about that
book. It's a very fine book.
I don't want to see you tomorrow.
And then, of course, we have John McCusker's book, Creole Trombone, A Life of Kid Ory. And then Ben Sandmel's Ernie Cato, The Rhythm and Blues Emperor of New Orleans.
Well, each of those books has a certain signature, you might say, in a cultural sense. What John McCusker did was bring Ory to life.
Absolutely.
In a way that no one had ever done. He got access to his own writings from his last wife. You know, it's a very poignant story about this guy who grows up the son of a white father and an African-American mother, moves to the city from the countryside out near Laplace, and is really making it in New Orleans. He was a very entrepreneurial fellow. He used to get bands to go out on the back of wagons, and they would play long into the afternoons, advertising the gigs that night at a given dance hall. Well, he finally got squeezed out by a guy who comes off almost as a gangster. I mean, his great quote is, "He started about 50 cops coming around me, and I began to feel my health was being challenged. I didn't like the climate."
And then for our piano guys, you know, Blue Monday, Fats Domino and the Lost Dawn of Rock and Roll by Rick Coleman, Huey Piano Smith, and the Rock and Ammonia Blues by John Wirt.
Well, each of these guys put in many years of work and research on their respective books. Rick Coleman had the advantage of knowing Fats and interviewing a lot of people who knew Fats. And so he situates him in the turbulence of the 1960s as a kind of ironic figure, because here he is playing good time music that all these white kids are dancing to while all these civil rights demonstrations are going on.
This is Susan Larson. I've been talking with Jason Berry about music books for the Reading Life's Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.